Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the program, Rob DeWalt will be with us speaking of the arts. Right now, I'd like to welcome our legislative correspondent, Linda Siegel. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. Great to be here.
Great to have you. Now, last week, you were busy, and we were in our fundraiser. And by the way, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen and young people, for donating to the fund drive last week. It was a very, very wonderful show of support for us. But we've got lots to catch up on in what's been going on in the legislature.
Yes, indeed. Well, yesterday, the House put off deciding about House Bill 2, which is the big budget bill, the bill that funds all of state government. So today, in fact this morning, I believe they're supposed to vote, the House Appropriations Committee is supposed to vote on House Bill 2, get it out and get it to the floor. But there have been lots of caucuses about this, where the Republican House members caucus and talk about strategy and the Democrats caucus and talk about strategy. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out. But the reality is the governor's bill and the legislator's bill are pretty much the same. It's just some nuances in who gets department money. The governor, of course, wanted to cut the environment department deeply,
right,
and the legislators didn't go along with that. But the bill's going to come out, and it's going to be around $5.4 billion, which is all the money we have to spend, and $2.4 billion of that is going to be education, because we spend a little half or so of our budget on public education. Not higher ed, that's just public education.
That's K through 12, or
right,
pre-K, perhaps through 12.
Even pre-K is funded separately.
Okay.
And what the public schools are looking at probably is somewhere around a $45 million cut. The proposed cut from House Bill 3, which is the education bill, was $32 million, and I understand they're going to cut it a little more. So that's about a 2% cut to all of our public schools. And looking at Santa Fe, that's probably around $5 million that the schools will have to reduce.
So that is something that, how that's going to be done, is something we'll talk about in the days, weeks, and probably a couple of years to come.
Yes, yes.
Now, all the bills that are going to have been introduced have been introduced because yesterday was the 30-day mark.
Absolutely. And it's very interesting. The environment this year is different than any most of us have experienced. I've been up there doing this kind of work for different groups and nonprofits since the early 80s, and the old-time lobbyists are going, wow, this is bizarre environment. Normally, in a 60-day session, there are over 2,000 bills, memorials, constitutional amendments introduced. And here we are, the last day of introduction yesterday, as you said, only about less than 1,300 bills have been introduced, and 100 of those are what we call dummy bills.
Right.
And those are the bills that are just blank. They just have a number, and they say for the health and public welfare, and there's nothing in them. And that way, if a legislator has forgotten to introduce a bill, they can come back later and pick up one of their dummies and drop the language in. So here we have an appreciable reduction of bill introductions, and we're at the 30-day session, and we actually, not very many bills have gone through the process, passed the House, gone to the Senate, passed the Senate. In fact, other than the feed bill, no bills have passed both chambers.
So basically a lot of bills have been killed in committee.
A lot killed in committee, and then the process is just really slow this year. Committee hearings are not happening. They're starting to speed up now. For the first three Fridays, the legislature took off. Well, that's unheard of.
What's going on?
Well, I think it's an intentional slowdown, and also a lot of the, well, particularly the Democrats are saying, well, what does Susana Martinez want? What legislation does she want?
So do we have any idea what she does want?
Well, we know that she wants this DNA testing. There was a bill I think, to expand DNA testing, which she actually came down to the committee and testified for. And again, that's something that the old-timers at the Capitol have never seen before, where a governor would actually come into a hearing and testify on behalf of a bill.
Now, that bill, if I understand correctly, I might be wrong here, would require DNA testing for suspects who are arrested of a violent crime?
Yes. Anyone arrested for a felony. It, as the law stands now, I think it's just certain felonies, but this would be anyone arrested for a felony would immediately have a DNA test, whether they, you know, obviously they haven't been convicted, they've just been arrested.
So basically, thousands of innocent people just who are by law innocent until proven guilty,
mm-hmm.
So thousands of innocent people would have their DNA taken, whether they wanted it or not.
That's absolutely right. And that bill is, it passed that committee. I think it was the Senate Public Affairs Committee, and it did pass.
Now, a couple of defense of marriage bills have died in committee.
Yes, yesterday there have been a number of definition of marriage bills, defining marriage as between one man and one woman, a bill that says that an out-of-state marriage of a same-sex couple could not be recognized in New Mexico. Those three bills were heard in House Consumer and Public Affairs yesterday to a lot of testimony on both sides, and those three bills were tabled. There are still two defense of marriage bills in the Senate.
That's a kind of a gray area all around the country, isn't it? If a couple of two men or two women is married, let's say in Massachusetts, and they move to New Mexico, how are they recognized right now?
Right. Well, it's the Attorney General just a few weeks ago issued an opinion saying that he thought that there was nothing in New Mexico law to prohibit the recognition of out-of-state marriages. Now, that's just an opinion, so somebody would have to come in with their out-of-state marriage license and try to get benefits or try to have to get a divorce or something that would take them into the court system, and then we would begin the process of legally determining whether indeed those marriages are recognized.
Now, there is a lot of discussion about both health care and health insurance reform. The states are required under the Health Insurance Reform Act that passed recently in the U.S. Congress to form health insurance exchanges state by state.
Correct. What's happening there, we've had two very comprehensive bills introduced already, one in the House and one in the Senate, that create a structure for how to maintain our exchange here in New Mexico, and the composition of the committees and the leadership of the group, consumer protections, very, very comprehensive bills. And one of those bills is sitting on the floor of the House waiting to be heard. It's been on the calendar for several days, and there's some reluctance to pass that one out yet. There's the companion bill is in the Senate. Then there is another skeleton-type bill that is in the Senate, which doesn't fill in the detail as much. And then yesterday, our last day for bill introduction, those other three bills are introduced by Democrats. A bill by a Republican was introduced yesterday in the House, and I haven't had a chance to look at that, but that may be the governor's approach to this, although we don't know. So that means a total of four health exchange bills. We have to have an exchange up and running, ready to go by January 1, 2013. That is the federal law.
That is really, really soon.
That is really soon, particularly in legislative time when we look at this legislative session as a 60-day session, and next 2012 is a 30-day session where we really only do the budget.
Right, supposedly.
Supposedly, yeah. But so if we don't have that exchange bill in place this session, we're going to be hard-pressed to meet the deadline of January 1, 2013 if we wait till 12 to pass this bill.
Now, is there support? Do we know what the governor's position is on this?
Actually, we do not. We do know that she signed a letter along with 20 other Republican governors, and that was a letter to the Human Services, Health and Human Services Secretary, Secretary Sebelius, to say we want you to redo the health insurance reform, and the exchange was part of that. One of the things they wanted and stated in this letter was to give more flexibility to the states to run the kind of exchanges we want. So people don't know. That's one of the things I think that's holding up the passage of any of these bills, is because it's very unclear. Will she sign an exchange bill? And will she sign one? Is that Republican bill her bill, or would she sign a Democratic bill? Probably she would not sign the Democrats' bill.
And so if a Democratic bill were passed, a Republican bill were not, she didn't sign it, then the deadline comes up. Are we in violation of federal law?
Well, what happens if we don't pick the kind of exchange we want in New Mexico and tailor it to our individual needs, be it a state exchange, a regional exchange, work with other states because our population is so low, if we don't do that, then we have to participate in the federal exchange. And the legislators in numerous committees and discussions over the summer and the fall, both Republicans and Democrats, went, oh my God, no, we don't want to be part of the federal exchange. Let's create our own.
What's wrong with the federal exchange?
Well, it just means we have no control over it. It means whatever the feds say, however they structure the federal exchange, that's what we'll have to do. And we won't be able to have any nuances about how that works here in New Mexico.
We're talking to Linda Siegel with the Legislative Update. Now, has there been any motion on any kind of environmental bills, either pro or anti-environmental protection, things like that?
Well, there are quite a few of those bills introduced, but like many things, they don't seem to be moving. As I mentioned earlier in House Bill 2, the budget bill, there was an attempt by the administration to cut the Environment Department by 21%, cut their budget by 21%, which would really impact enforcement of environmental laws.
Right.
So the Energy Committee that's chaired by Brian Egoff has been holding some hearings on gas and oil and solar and energy like that, and there've been more information. So I haven't really seen any bills moving yet in that arena, bad or good.
So basically, there's a slowness. There's a lot of stuff being tabled or killed. Very little. I mean, basically, it's really like a 30-day session, which is that's all that's going to come out of it is the budget.
That's quite possible, and I think that's what people are thinking. Well, let's just get out of here with the least damage possible, get the budget done, and go home in 30 days.
Now, there has also been, we talked at the beginning of the session about ethics bills. What's going on with that?
Well, I just counted there are over 40 ethics bills that have been introduced. And of course, every year during election time, legislators run on cleaner government, better government, ethics reform. I believe that Susana Martinez ran on that. And here are these 40 ethics bills. It's day 31 of the session. I was just going through them. And only a few have passed just one committee. And none have passed two committees. We have six ethics, the bills that would create an ethics commission, and different legislators introducing them. Not one has had a hearing yet. There are bills to ban corporate contributions. One of those bills has passed one committee. There's a bill to prohibit public officials from lobbying until they've been out of the legislature or wherever for a year. That one's passed one committee. So things like this, which legislators and the governor have run on as campaign promises, are pretty much going nowhere.
And why is that?
Well, passing ethics bills has been very difficult in the New Mexico legislature. And I think part of it is that many legislators feel like there are other laws that if they do bad things, if they violate the law, there are other laws that take care of it. And they really don't want to, particularly this ethics commission, they really don't want to have a commission made up of their peers and others that would have oversight. They just feel like the Attorney General's office has that authority, and there are criminal laws prohibiting crime and corruption. So why do we need these ethics bills?
There's another bill called HB 302, which, as we speak, is being heard in the Education Committee. And I actually, if I may say this on the air, wrote to the people on the committee about this. It's a bill that would, quote unquote, protect teachers and students regarding the teaching of controversial science topics. And basically, what that says is, if you are a student and you answer on a science test, God created the world 45 years ago, and that is how science works, they can't give you a bad grade on your test. Or if you're a teacher and you say the same thing, you are protected under the law. So it's very worrisome to a lot of people who are in science and science teaching. So that's House Bill 302.
And I suspect that will be tabled in... It's House Education this morning, I think. I suspect it'll be tabled. Every year there are bills that come up about evolution and creationism and should we be teaching such and such. And normally those are tabled in the Education Committee. So I expect that will happen to this one too.
Linda Siegel, anything else before we go?
Well, I think that I just love to remind people to get on the legislative website. You just Google New Mexico legislature. Look at some of those bills being introduced. Work with constituency groups that you know about. Get involved. Call your legislators. Send them an email. Come up to the Capitol and see the process. We have lots of people that come to the Capitol and just walk around and get a tour and go sit in on a hearing or what's happening in one of the chambers. So this is our government, and it's participatory, and we better get involved.
And it is participatory in the sense that there is more of an opportunity to participate here in New Mexico than in a lot of states.
Absolutely.
People I knew a guy who was unemployed and felt very strongly about a particular issue, got involved with it, and actually helped write a very good, rational bill. Mm-hmm. He was just an unemployed guy who had some time on his hands and participated and did some good for the state.
Absolutely. And our legislators do listen to us.
Linda Siegel is our legislative correspondent, and she's with us here every Friday during the course of the legislative session. We were thinking about going to twice a week as the session gets a little more aggressive and speeds up as it usually does toward the end. I don't know about this session. We'll see.
It'd probably be good to do something during the week,
a little
quickie.
Well, we'll see. We might fit some quickies in. But meanwhile, every Friday, Linda is definitely here. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned. I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Just hanging in there. And we have a visitor who's back on the show, hasn't been here for a while, Tatsuki Ijichi, who is talking about Bento Box Cinema, which is a two-day showcase of Japanese film that's at Warehouse 21 tomorrow and Sunday. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? And good morning.
Good morning. So what's this all about?
This is about a Japanese film showcase. And I will bring and show different kind of contemporary Japanese films.
And you were doing an Asian film festival not too long ago at the Screen. This is specifically Japanese film. What kind of movies are coming out of Japan these days? It's not something that we see very much, I think, here in the U.S.
Yeah, actually, in Japan, right now, many of the films based on anime or Japanese comics.
Right.
So I would like to bring something between animation and live action. And this is about Bento Box Cinema this year.
And so are that you have a combination of live action and animated film in the festival?
Yes. We will show Japanese animation, Genius Party. This is an animation made by 7 different filmmakers. And so this is one of the our highlight movies.
That's called Genius Party. There's also Kamikaze Girls and Late Bloomer, which is a film that you showed, which is quite a dark, interesting film that was here last year. And Eyes on Japan, which is a short film program, short Japanese films.
Yes, exactly. The interesting is we will show 3 of the short films made by 3 American filmmakers. So that's a little bit different from the Japanese language films.
So they're American filmmakers making films about Japan.
Yes, or maybe just influenced by Japanese culture.
Very interesting. So this is all happening this weekend at Warehouse 21. And for more information, people can go to warehouse21.org. They can also call 989-4423. Here in the 505 area code, Warehouse 21, right here in Santa Fe on Paseo de Peralta. Thank you for being with us. Anything else before we go?
I think that's all.
Thank you.
I would like to see people in a theater.
Tetsuki Ichi is the, I guess you would say, curator of the Bento Box Cinema. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And Rob DeWalt.
I have to just say that I watched all of these films in one sitting. They were
you
nice
did?
Enough to bring a bunch of screenings by. Gave the whole festival 3.5 chilies in the Pasta Tiempo today.
It's really
these
good.
These films
huh?
are out of control. They're so good. Genius Party is it's a great splicing together of films. And, you know, granted, like Kamikaze Girls is this great story about this girl that has this sort of obsession with Rococo and fashion. And she falls in with this biker chick. And just the way that this film is shot is so, it's like watching a cartoon in live action. It's so strange. And Late Bloomer is a disturbing, but I think a really poignant film, shot in black and white. I'm not going to remember the name of the group that does the soundtrack for, Japanese act World's End Girlfriend, which I believe is just one person, sort of a punk and very sort of electro noise kind of soundtrack. So that particular film, I would go just for the music on that. But this is at Warehouse 21. They would love your support, and these films are actually quite good. So I would suggest going and checking out.
Excellent. Bento Box. All right. So what else is happening? Let's see. Tonight, I want to start with Collected Work Bookstore. Friday tonight at 6 o'clock, Taos author Summer Woods will discuss her new novel, Wrecker, with Santa Fe author Rob Wilder. They will be having a conversation and a book signing, and that should be a great deal of fun. Rob's a lot of fun, and so is Summer.
Yeah, I interviewed Summer last week. My interview with her is in today's Pasa Tiempo. She's also the one that wrote Arroyo,
right?
The novel,
okay.
And both very good books. That's going to be great. Rob is very entertaining, and it's going to be a great combination of stuff. You know, they have actually. You can get stuff from, there's a guy that does prepared foods now called The Providers, and there's like actual meals that you can get at Collected Works now, so if you're hungry,
nice.
You can get something to eat there too, but that's going to be a great one. I want to go to that.
Good, yeah, so that's tonight at 6, and then tomorrow at 1:30, there will be a reception for the artwork produced by Santa Fe Art Institute's educational program. That'll be up for several weeks. Then on Sunday, the wonderful George Ancona will showcase his new award-winning children's book, Ole Flamenco, with a slideshow and flamenco music. And then on Tuesday, there will be a little festival, a little showcase of authors from Guyon Press at 6 o'clock. Wednesday, Craig Barnes, once again, the final conversation in his series, Democracy at the Crossroads and the Evolution of Civilization. And then on Thursday, Billy Shore, the founder of Share Our Strength, and I did an interview with him that ran yesterday. He will be at Collected Works for a presentation and signing of his book, The Imaginations of Unreasonable Men, and that's about the Pursuit of a Cure for Malaria. I read that thing. It's a very good book, and it's actually a very inspiring book. It makes you think about what is your own impact in the world and how are you doing that, mm-hmm. which is without being goofy Hallmark inspirational nonsense. I mean, it's really good.
I heard you talking to someone about the Rug Merchants of Chaos.
Yes, we talked with David Olson.
And that is opening today, right? Just opening tonight.
Yep.
At the James A. Little Theater in New Mexico School for the Deaf. There's a story in today's Pasta Tempo on page 30.
You know, one thing that we didn't talk about in that conversation with David Olson was, because we just didn't get to it, was besides having very good actors, and he chooses wonderful and interesting and complex plays, mm-hmm. these sets are so good and so realistic. You feel for all the world like you're on a rusty old garbage boat.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one play I definitely want to check out. Do you know how long that runs? I don't have it in front of me.
This weekend and next weekend. This weekend went Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, cool. And what else is happening? The Santa Fe Bands Together Concert Series is starting tonight. It's the Santa Fe Performance Exchange, which was formerly Mike's Music Exchange, is kicking off a 10-night concert series at its intimate performance space in the La Tienda Shopping Center in El Dorado. I believe it's kicking off with Sean Heelan tonight, and also in the bill are Sharon Gilchrist and Arnie Bay and Margaret Burke and Josh Martin. And then on the 19th, there's Boris McCutcheon and Joe Wester are going to be taking the stage, along with Hillary Smith and Soul Kitchen, the Savor Cuban Ensemble, and a Beatles cover group called the Nowhere Band. They used to be called the Fab Bo. If you go to Santa Fe Performance Exchange, you can find information about tickets. It's a fundraiser for the Santa Fe Performance Exchange, which has turned to nonprofit status. So you can go to that website and check out all the concerts over the next 10 days. It's a great venue. I mean, it was really built for music geeks, people that love live performance.
That would be you.
Yeah, that would be me.
Now, Garcia Street Book, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, The Lost Kivas of San Lázaro by Rich Hajovsky. That will be discussed. I'm sorry we weren't able to try to get everything on the air, and it's impossible to do, but that looks like a very interesting event at Garcia Street Books.
Sweet.
Yep.
There's a lot of openings this weekend. Axel Contemporary, which is our lovely mobile gallery, is having an opening, and on the... in front of the Kakawa Chocolate House from 5 to 7. So, you know, you could just, if you have a chocolate addiction, you could just tell people that you're going there for the art. You could lie, because the art is going to be great. It's Structures of Dinofluxion Exuberance, paintings by Nina Mastrangelo. And that's a reception from 5 to 7 tonight. They're going to be cruising around with this show in the step band through March 12th. So I believe if you go to axelart.com, you can find out where the van's going to be. I think they also have like a Twitter or Facebook page that'll update you as you're going about your business. Speaking of Warehouse 21, also Flying Cow Gallery is having an opening from 5 to 7 tonight. My Surreal Life is the name of a show. It's a tribute to Salvador Dali, work by students from the Academy for Technology and the Classics. So that should be a really groovy show.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So Shona Slovakia is playing live fusion music from all over the map. And that is marimba, steel drums, accordion, trap set. And that's February 19th. I'm thinking that's tomorrow at 2nd Street Brewery from 7 to 11. No cover. For details, 473-3008.
Sweet.
Yep.
Great backyard bird count. Ta-da! Santa Fe Botanical Garden presents an opportunity to document bird populations. 8 a.m. at two locations, the Lenora Curtin Wetland Preserve over at I-25 and West Frontage Road, and the Santa Fe Botanical Garden at Museum Hill. And if you call 471-9103, you can find out more information. That is on Saturday at 8 a.m. at those two locations.
I filled up my bird feeder the other day, and I got all kinds of people coming into that. I mean, birds.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Bird people.
We were filling our bird feeders a lot, but the house that we're staying in, we are taking care of a 15-year-old, 15-pound cat.
Uh-oh.
Who might as well be, like, a year old. I mean, he's spry, he's kind of mean, and he likes to bring birds in.
That's as big as my dachshund.
I know. We should. They could do a cage fight. That'd be cool. No, that wouldn't be cool.
No, that wouldn't.
What else?
We would have a very bloody dachshund.
Box Gallery is having an opening on the 19th, which is tomorrow, called Afterglow, Mixed Media Paintings by Ted Laredo. There's a reception from 7 to 8 p.m. On Saturday, which is unusual time for a reception. But Santa Fe Art Collector on West San Francisco Street is having a group show of paintings, watercolors, and sculpture. They're having a reception on Friday from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's an ongoing show.
Up in Taos at 7 o'clock tonight at Mabel Dodge Lujan House, Dana Levin and Victoria Golos, two poets reading in the Winter Writer Series of Somos, which is Society of the Muse of the Southwest. And you can go to somostaos.net for more information.
Oh, Nacha Mendez is for her performance in conjunction with the 18 Days series celebrating New Mexico women in the arts is Saturday night, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Moving Image Lab over there at CCA 1050 Old Pecos Trail. If you call 982-1338 or go to ccasantafe.org, you can find out ticket information through that website.
This is the second weekend of 18 Days.
That's right.
And so there's four more weekends after this. So definitely check it out. Did you go over and see the exhibition?
I did go over and see the exhibition.
I heard
they had a great turnout on their opening night. On the reception, they had like 1,000 people. They had
traffic. It was absolutely crazy. I luckily, as usual, showed up kind of late and was glad I did, because somebody said, and it was very, very crowded, and somebody said, oh, it's empty now compared to how it was an hour ago.
Yeah.
So, but great turnout and some wonderful art there, so you can go check it out. That'll be there for, like we said, another month.
Yeah. Why do we know so much while we seem to understand so little? On Monday, Eric Blindman, director of the Office of Archaeological Studies, shares his views presented by the Santa Fe Archaeological Society. This lecture will be at 7:30 p.m. on Monday the 21st at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. There's no charge. For more info, you can call 984-2108 or 455-2444. Why do we know so much while we seem to understand so little?
Mm-hmm. Question I ask myself all the time.
Every day. Every second of every day.
Not much time for anything else, huh?
No. Tribute to Bill Evans on Sunday the 20th. Pianist John Rangel, bassist Michael Glynn, and percussionist Cal Haynes honor the late jazz pianist composer at 4 p.m. The United Church of Santa Fe over there on Arroyo Chamiso. If you call 989-1088, you can get more ticket information on that. A lot of jazz stuff going on this weekend. If I can find it, I'll share it with you.
Well, while you're looking for that, I also want to say that as part of the 18 Days, there's a panel tomorrow morning at 11 at the CCA on, it's called Women and Creativity. Is that the CCA? Yes, at the Cinematheque. Called Women and Creativity. So Janet Davidson will moderate, and Joan Tewksbury, Sally Bingham, Diane Armitage, and Consuelo Luz will all be talking about that very subject. And then at 11 o'clock on Sunday, this coming Sunday, Pat Shapiro will talk about yoga for wise women. It's a yoga class and a book signing.
Neato.
Yep.
The other two jazz concerts that I wanted to mention are actually on Sunday the 20th. There's Chris Ishii and Friends. The jazz pianist teams up with trumpeter Bobby Hsu, saxophonist Arlen Asher and Glenn Coster, percussionist John Trenacosta, and bassist Justin Bransford at 7 p.m. on Sunday at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange, which is in El Dorado. Tickets are available online and at the door. You can go to santafeperformanceexchange.org for more info. And then that same night, Danilo Perez Trio.
Oh, wow.
Jazz Meets the Classics, presented by the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, 4 p.m. at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center.
Boy, I'm glad you read that. I forgot all about that.
I know. TicketsSantaFe.org.
Danilo Perez is a monster.
I know.
In a good way.
Yeah. In a swinging way, man. It's a C-Story on page 18 in today's Paso Tiempo. It's a jazz week. For sure.
And then at Little Wing at the Candyman, a very busy space these days.
Yeah.
On Thursday night at 7 o'clock, there's a free event called Student and Teacher Live Mic Night. Come see what the students and teachers at the Candyman Strings and Things Education Program have been up to. Free and open to the public.
You know, one of the cool things they do there is also happening on Sunday. It's the Ear Salon. Have you ever been to one of these? It's basically like a music listening and sharing session where someone will come in with a collection or part of a collection, And each person that brings in a part of their collection has a certain amount of time to play music for people who just are sitting and listening, actively listening, and then they talk about the music, and it's really interesting. You find I know a lot of people that have been introduced to new kinds of music that they just can't put down now, at some of these events, and that's from 7 to 9:30 p.m. on Sunday the 20th, over there at Little Wing. Which is, well, you know where that is. It's at the Candyman.
It's by the Candyman.
851 St. Michael's Drive.
Right off St. Michael's Drive near American, what's it called, American Furniture?
American Home Furnishings, or something like that.
Now, the wonderful painter, Brault Braalds, is having an opening February 19th, that's tomorrow, from 5 to 8 at La Tienda Exhibit Space. That's at 7 Caliente Road in El Dorado. And he's just an absolutely terrific painter, and people should check out his work.
Okay, I'm going to throw more jazz at you. Eddie Daniels, clarinetist Eddie Daniels, and pianist Roger Kellaway are offering a concert at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 23rd in the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. I am so glad that I'm starting to see more music at this venue popping up. Contemporary music program especially is starting to get a little busier.
Oh, yeah.
Over there. We're going to see a lot from them in the spring, so keep your eyes open. But this is going to be a great concert. It's at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 23rd over there at Santa Fe University of Art and Design, formerly the College of Santa Fe. And that's a great place to go and see some jazz.
It's a nice space, too. It's a small space with nice acoustics, and it's intimate and friendly.
Yeah. And here's a fun group, the Troubadours of Divine Bliss. Okay.
I'm there. I have no idea what it is.
Let's see. Gypsy folk, strings, accordions, and really sweet vocal harmonies. They're going to be playing at 8 p.m. Tonight at the Cowgirl. And tonight is a full moon, so that should be an interesting show. Tickets are really cheap at the door. If you call 982-2565, you can find out more information, or just go and check these guys out online. These gals, I should say. Renee and Amy are the main members of this group, and they're great.
And speaking of also cheap tickets, tomorrow night, the 19th of February at 7 o'clock, Lenzi presents Big Screen Classics, and On the Waterfront is being screened tomorrow at 7 in the evening. That should be great fun.
On the Waterfront.
And then the following week is A Man for All Seasons. I've been going to some of those big screen classics. I went to The Big Lebowski, when was it, a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Which is, it's really good fun to see that in a big audience where everybody's laughing.
Well, it's kind of like, it's... Yeah,
there are people dressed in Lebowski costumes and in Jesus, the purple jumpsuit with the bowling ball.
Yeah, I mean it's you have to see it in the theater. I mean I finally went and saw it, but you have to see it in the theater. It's kind of like trying to watch Rocky Horror Picture Show alone at home.
Right, exactly.
You know, it just doesn't. It's just not the same thing.
Yeah, cult classics.
Yeah.
So anyway, On the Waterfront, A Man of All Seasons. I'm glad the Lenzik is doing that. It's so much fun.
Did we talk about Welcome to Bohemia and Bootleg Prophets?
No, we were about to.
Okay.
All right.
A double bill with accordionist Ron Dadu Romanofsky's band and bluegrass folk group Bootleg Prophets. That's at 7 p.m. on Thursday at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange in El Dorado, santafeperformanceexchange.org. If you haven't heard anything from the Bootleg Prophets, you should go and check them out because they're unusual. Their name belies their talent.
They're also going to be playing at the Cowgirl for an evening show on Sunday, the 20th, at from 8 to 11 in the evening, right on Cowgirl, right on Guadalupe.
Cool. You know, you'll notice today that I have a portable coffee cup,
and I have a
stainless steel portable water bottle.
Uh-huh.
Because did you go and see Tapped the other day?
Well, I actually saw it before, and we'd done an interview on it before, and I reran that interview. It's a very, very good film.
Do you know how the turnout was? I didn't hear how the turnout was.
I heard it was good, but I wasn't there myself.
Okay.
But if you haven't seen the movie Tapped, I don't know if you can rent it or whatever, but try to get it. Look for it online. Tapped, T-A-P-P-E-D. Because it's a good film, and it's about the many problems associated with bottled water, including the pollution of the plastic and the problems of illness and disease caused by the manufacturing of plastic and the draining of municipal water systems. Taxpayers pay for it, and then somebody else makes a profit. It's extraordinary.
Yeah. Let's see what else is going on. Santa Fe Independent Film Festival is looking for films and other experimental work, art films and other experimental work, for the third annual festival. The deadline is July 15th. This is one of the more interesting festivals in town.
Yep.
You know, since the Santa Fe Film Festival has shrunk in size a little bit, and the scope just is not, it's not allowed to be as broad because of the size. Santa Fe Independent Film Festival is a great alternative.
Yeah, I mean, this, it was an amazing kind of switcheroo last year when the Santa Fe Film Festival was tiny and the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival had a whole bunch of films.
Yeah, it was like 12 films versus 80, you know. Yeah. I mean, they both have their place for sure.
Well, I mean, the Santa Fe Film Festival used to be, what, 80 to 300?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hundreds and hundreds of films. And then they're, I don't know what they're doing right now, but they're in a regrouping mode, I
yes.
suppose.
Yes.
Okay, here's another art opening, and that is tonight from 5 to 8, Originals, digital drawings by Jonathan Morse at the Fisher Press Gallery at 307 Camino Alire, limited edition pigment prints. And I guess Doug Fairfield is writing a story about that in today's Pasatiempo.
Mm-hmm. What else is going on? Lots of live music to go out and see throughout town tonight. You know, brace yourselves for the... South by Santa Fe, or S by SW Transit Music Festival, which is coming to Corazon soon, very soon. Go to their website and check it out, because there's all kinds of great bands that are going to be going there. But one of my favorite things is, and this used to happen at the Pub and Grill, is Jason Reed's Open Mic Night, which happens on Wednesday over there. And it's a great chance to hear music that you generally wouldn't hear in Santa Fe. It's different every week. You know, sometimes you'll have the same players, but everybody tries to bring something different to the table. And it's an eclectic mix, for sure.
Santa Fe Art Institute is having their artists and writers readings and open studios at 5:30 on Thursday of next week. Those are always lots of fun. They're mm-hmm. free. There's refreshments. It's a good time over at Santa Fe Art Institute. And then tomorrow from 2 to 4 at the Oliver Lafarge Library Conference Room on Llano Street, Diamond Way Karma Kagyu Buddhist Center of Santa Fe sent me a note that the history of the Karmapas, a talk on the Kagyu lineage of Tibetan Buddhism with Jason Geister, who has a master's degree in Eastern Classics, he will be talking about all of that. And there are meditations at that Buddhist center at 7:15 on every Monday.
Hey, Benchwarmers is continuing this
yes.
week also. Over there at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Tons of performances throughout the week, weekends. If you go to, it's basically 8 15-minute playlets. I guess a playlet is a mini play.
Yes.
There's a show tonight at... 8 p.m. over there on DeVarga Street, Santa Fe Playhouse. Go to santafeplayhouse.org or call 988-4262. You can get ticket information.
Where do you park now that the legislature is in session?
That's a really good question. That's a really good question. You know, across from the 315 restaurant, after 5 or 5:30, they open up that sort of parking lot.
Oh, yeah, that parking lot. That's
and
a
so
good idea.
There's parking there. Otherwise, there's street parking. Most of it is non-metered in that area, so you have to make sure you're not parking in the space where you're going to get towed.
Just get there early, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Anthony Leon and the Chain live at the Tin Star Saloon with special guests tonight at 8 o'clock. And then tomorrow from 2 to 7, music starts at 4, there's a benefit with Anthony Leon and the Chain for Danny Jaramillo, and that's at Valley View Methodist Church at 827 Spruce Street in Española. For more information, you can call 753-4115. And there's also a Frito Pie lunch for $5, and you can help the family of the late Danny Jaramillo.
I know that the Santa Fe HRA's gala is this weekend. I think it's on the 19th over there.
Excellent.
At the Community Convention Center. Unfortunately, we didn't get any information over at Pasatiempo about it this year, which is very unfortunate.
I didn't get anything either.
But I believe if you go to santafehra.org, you can find out more information about the gala. It's at the Community Convention Center. It's tomorrow night. I believe Cowgirl is doing some of the catering over there. I don't know who the performer is, and I don't know who the special guest is, but I did find out last minute that it is tomorrow.
You read the Eddie Daniels listing, correct?
Okay,
just checking.
Yes. Hey, if you didn't catch Walker Barnard, who's a former Santa Fe resident who's now living in Berlin, he was part of the Sex on Vinyl thing that happened last week at Rouge Cat. He's going to be spinning tonight with DJ Toast, and D Numbers, the band, is going to be performing at Core Zone at 9:30 p.m. Tonight. DJ Toast.
Toast is good.
I'm hungry.
Hungry for toast.
Great.
And as always, Cafe Mambo at El Farol on Wednesday nights. And so every night you can go and dance at El Farol to salsa and merengue and reggaeton with DJ Sofrito.
Have you heard this thing called Feather Floor?
No.
I don't know. I've never heard of it. This must be new. Monthly Latin swing and popular dances hosted by DJ NYC Red. Lindy Hop lesson, 7 p.m. Dancing, 7:30 to 11 p.m. at Dance Station over there in Solana Center. Really cheap cover. If you call 989-9788, you can find out more information. So, you know, in a perfect world, like tomorrow you could go out and you could do the Great Backyard Bird Count. And then you could go do some dancing over there at Solana Center.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't structured your weekend by the end of this show, you'll just have to get a copy of the Pasatiempo and...
That's true.
And do it. That's what you do. Hey, one more thing at Little Wing at the Candyman. Juan Blea, Santa Fe poet and author, is doing an event called The Culture of Recovery on Wednesday from 6 to 8, and that's a free event for all ages.
Love his writing.
Yeah.
Love his work. Thelonious Groove Foundation... Saturday night at Core Zone with Todd Eric Lovato and DJ Classico, Latin Grooves, 9 p.m. on Saturday. Small cover for that. On Saturday, also at the Cowgirl, the Squash Blossom Boys are playing at 8 p.m. I just love that name, Squash Blossom Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can sort of just glean from their name that they play some bluegrass. That's at 8 p.m. There's a small cover for that. Also on Saturday night, what else? Four Shillings Short are playing out in Madrid at the Mineshaft Tavern on Saturday night at 7 p.m. Celtic Folk. What else? Oh, Human Rights Alliance Gala After Party is at Rouge Cat on Saturday with DJ Una. That's at 9 p.m. on Saturday. So, and that's literally a block away from where the gala is, so you could just walk on over and continue the party.
And tonight at Gig at 1808 Second Street, Catherine McGill with Catalyst. And tomorrow, Jamie Shields and Ted Roby at Gig Performance Space. All right, that music is that loud?
A little bit. It's louder than usual.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's time to go. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo. He's with us just about every Friday, speaking of the arts, and it's just wonderful to have you. Thank you for coming in once again this beautiful Friday morning.
Well, thank you for having me, and have a good weekend.
You too. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz, and have a wonderful weekend, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a new KSFR person who is on the board with us today. Welcome, Hector. So, hasta la vista. Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you, everybody at KSFR, and thanks to all of our wonderful listeners, too. Adios.